Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 29th of July 2016. The RN forecast study is already well known. It's a European Union-funded study led by Walter Sermius at the University of Leuven in Belgium and involving several countries across Europe and with the collaboration of Professor Linda Aiken from the University of Pennsylvania. The study published a seminal paper in The Lancet in 2014, which was in fact The Lancet's highest cited paper that year. This study clearly showed that the more graduates you have present in a hospital, the more likely patients are to survive surgery. Very important finding. So the study is already making a considerable impact and other papers are coming out of it, and I'm very pleased to say that in the Journal of Advanced Nursing we've hosted two editorials from the RN Forecast at IT study. That's the involvement of the Italian colleagues from the University of Genoa in the RN Forecast study. And in March 2016, earlier this year, the RN Forecast study at IT team published an editorial stating why it was important for Italy to take part in the RN Forecast project. But I'm very pleased to say that very recently, in July 2016, the same team have published the general results of the RN Forecast survey in Italy in the form of an editorial, and hopefully this will lead to subsequent papers. I've asked Giuseppe Aleo, one of the members of the RN Forecast at IT study at the University of Genoa, and one of the authors of the editorial, to tell us something more about the study. Over to you, Giuseppe.
The issue of health workforce shortage, and in particular of nurses, has been globally debated for almost three decades. And this has been exacerbated by the recent global financial crisis. The European RN Forecast project has shifted the focus from considering only nursing workforce planning and workforce volumes to considering the impact of adequate nurse-patient ratios and work environments on patient safety and quality of care. The Common RN Forecast International Protocol enables data to be analysed and compared with those of other 13 European countries. Italy became a partner of the RN Forecast European Consortium in 2013, thus becoming the 14th European country to participate in this study. Data collection took place from September to December 2015 across Italy, involving 13 regions, 40 hospitals, 292 units of general medicine and surgery, 3,716 patients, and 3,667 nurses. It is important to note that in Italy, the three-year baccalaureate degree has been the entry-level requirement for nursing practice since 1999. In this study, we found that Italy's hospital patient-nurse staffing ratio was 9.5 patients per nurse, which was higher than the average of 8 patients per nurse reported by other European countries. This is significant if we consider that each additional surgical patient per nurse results in a 7% increase in the likelihood of dying within 30 days of admission, a 23% increase in burnout, and a 15% increase in job dissatisfaction. This implies that in nursing hospitals, where each nurse on average cares for over 9 surgical patients, the risk of mortality is 21% higher than in hospitals where nurses care for 6 patients. However, data collection needs to be finalized before this can be definitely confirmed. Linked to patient safety and quality of care is also the concept of care left undone. Care left undone, or missed care, refers to any aspect of required patient care that is omitted, either in part or in whole, or delayed. Missed care has been described as an error of omission. Care left undone has been identified as a factor that mediates the relationship between nurse staffing and patient outcomes, and the chances of care being left undone are halved when nurses care for 6 patients compared with when they care for 10 patients. In the Italian RN Forecast study, 41% of the patient care activities were left undone and included mostly oral hygiene, frequently changing patients' position, comfort dialogue with patients, patient and family education, developing or updating care plans, appropriate patient surveillance, and planning care. This result also shows that Italian nurses mainly tend to leave undone relational, communication, educational and planning activities, which instead are the ones that mostly distinguish nursing competencies from those of other professionals, and are obliged to conduct purely practical activities such as administering painkillers, treatment and procedures, and documentation of nursing care. In the Italian RN Forecast study, 36% of the nurses reported that if they had the opportunity, they would abandon their profession within the next 12 months, and the mean age of these nurses was 41 years. So they were not nurses who were close to retirement. Considering Italy's high patient-nurse staffing ratio, this confirmed the findings of Aiken et al., whereby each additional surgical patient per nurse results in a 15% increase in job dissatisfaction. Job dissatisfaction is also influenced by the work environment, which led to burnout in over 38% of the Italian nurses, mostly caused by poor professional autonomy, the lack of educational and career opportunities, and low salaries. These factors negatively influenced the way Italian nurses perceive their roles and their professional identity, but did not greatly affect the way patients perceive the quality of care they received. In fact, 65% of the patients reported that they would definitely recommend the hospital where they were admitted to friends and relatives, and 78% of the patients also declared that they were listened and respected by nurses. This shows that notwithstanding the great difficulties Italian nurses had on a daily basis, they made an enormous effort to ensure the best possible care, but at their own expense in terms of burnout and dissatisfaction. The Italian RN Forecast study has demonstrated that in Italy there are high patient-to-nurse workloads in hospitals, which are posing risks for patient safety and negatively impacting on the quality of care and nurse retention, particularly to excessive workloads, burnout and job dissatisfaction. This was also confirmed by the fact that nurses missed more than 40% of the care required for patients during their stay in hospital. Moreover, missed care mostly involved activities that reinforce nurses' professional identity based on autonomy, decision-making, accountability, and leadership. Better patient-to-nurse ratios could significantly improve patient safety and the organisation and the quality of care in hospitals. In fact, in 1999, California passed legislation mandating that hospitals must have at least one nurse for every six medical and surgical patients. And this was the first state to implement minimum patient-to-nurse staffing ratios in acute hospitals. Today, due to the high-to-patient-nurse ratios in Italy, nurses often do not have the time to implement appropriate discharge plans. This leads to higher readmission rates that increase healthcare workload and costs. Nevertheless, due to the global financial crisis, in the attempt to abide by strict spending review policies, hospital managers expected to save money by freezing the hiring of new nurses and increased patient-to-nurse ratios. The RM Forecast study, on the contrary, has confirmed that nurses are not the problem of health systems, but the solution. And this was also reinforced by the patients' perceptions of the care they received from the nurses. Thanks to the evidence provided by the RN Forecast study, now, also in Italy, nursing leaders have the evidence and the means necessary to play a stronger role in implementing strategies to improve patient-to-nurse ratios and create better working environments to ensure high-quality care, improve patient safety and job dissatisfaction and job satisfaction. Job satisfaction is very important to reduce burnout and improve retention. In Wales, the Nurse Staffing Levels Act became law on the 21st of March 2016, and recently, on the 19th of June, Nicola Sturgeon, First Minister of Scotland, announced that Scotland will be the next to introduce nurse staffing legislation. Now, also thanks to the Italian RM Forecast study, we hope that the positive wave of change that started in Wales and Scotland for nurses will soon reach also Italy.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications limited.com.